everybody. This is Joe, and this is GQDN for May the 17th. Yes, it is Tuesday. But in today's news, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. Today's news, we have some news about Overwatch, some games that need people, and we're going to start with some stories about Microsoft. This comes to us from destructoid.com, and it is appearing that there's some Jurassic and some indie games coming to Game Pass. So here's what's coming in. Jurassic World Evolution 2. And all these dates are May 17th at the very least, all the way up to May 27th. Her Story, Little Witch in the Woods, Skate, Umuragi Generation Special Edition, Farming Simulator 22, Vampire Survivors, Floppy Knights, Hardspace Shipbreaker, Sniper Elite 5, Cricket 22, and Pac-Man Museum Plus. The games that are leaving on May the 31st are EA Sports NHL 20, Farming Simulator 19, Knockout City, Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, Spellforce 3 Soul Harvest, Super Hot Mind Control Delete, and Yes Your Grace. That's an interesting name. Anyway, that's all for Microsoft Game Pass. Now, what Destructoid is also saying is that if you have a PlayStation 5, there are more covers coming out in June. At PlayStation tweeted, a vivid rage of PlayStation 5 console covers in Starlight Blue, Galactic Purple, and Nova Pink will be available in select regions starting June 2022. How I wish I had a PlayStation 5. Just saying. PlayStation 5, please. Please! Anyway, so there are new colors. So would you get one if you have a PlayStation 5? If so, let me know at Joe Brums and let me know which one you would take instead of black. I like the red one. What are they calling it? No, I'd still take the red one. Now we go to Blue News. And they are saying that 505... announces three games. They are Among the Trolls, Stray Blade, and Misma Chronicles. What they said in the quote, Among the Trolls is first-person survival action-adventure game where strange mysteries of Token, Laden, Finnish Forest are unraveled. Embark on a quest to find your grandparents who have disappeared in the wilderness and learn to survive the wild. Among the Trolls. Stray Blade is an action RPG where you play a rogue adventurer exploring the ancient valley of Akria, whatever, with your mischievous companion, the Shuren Wolf Boy. Unravel the history of Forgotten Valley and master the powers of three Hurricane Metals to restore balance to this war-torn land. Stray Blade will be available in 2023 on PC, Steam, Epic, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. You can wishlist it now. From the creators of Mutant Year Zero, Road to Eden, comes beautifully crafted tactical adventure you won't forget. Embark on a quest across a post-apocalyptic wasteland torn apart by a savage force known as the I can't say names right now, especially when they're complicated. And unlock the dark secrets that are ravaging the world. Wishlist Miasma Chronicles on Steam, Epic Games, Xbox, and PlayStation Now. Very interesting indeed. Blue News has also said that Techland is looking to make a AAA open-world action RPG in a fantasy setting. But they have jobs open to do this. So to do this, you can go to techland.net/job offers. to see all the jobs that they have. But we'll see what they're making. Definitely. Now we go to Game Guru. And Final Fantasy 15 has topped 10 million sales. What Final Fantasy 15 said on Twitter said, Final Fantasy 15 has sold 10 million units worldwide. Thank you for support. We look forward to your continued support of Final Fantasy 15. That is well done to the Final Fantasy team. Indeed. And that would be on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, Stadia, smartphones for the Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition. That's if you don't have it and you want it. Now we finish up with two articles from Overwatch, and both come from GameSpot. The first one says that the Overwatch 2 event set for June 16th will detail how to get into the next PvP beta. Now, Aaron Keller, the Overwatch 2 game director, said, "But the reason we do it is important, to make a better game. And it's our players and our community that make it possible. Tests like this are vital part of the process of improving Overwatch. We can't wait to take everything we learned from the beta and apply it to the game. And we are so excited to get it back in front of you." So there are indeed some changes coming, and we've talked about 5v5 format and all that stuff, but right now it is unknown when the next beta test will begin for Overwatch 2, but we'll let you know. And if you have Overwatch on your PC, you will see a lot of news on that. Speaking of which, there's an event going on, and it is the Overwatch Anniversary Remix. That's Volume 2. And this also comes to us from GameSpot. So, we start with today. This is the week of 17th to 24th. For Mercy, it is a Dr. Ziggler player icon. Play 9 games. You get the lab coat and evaluation sprays. That's for 18 games. And for 27 games, legendary Dr. Ziggler Mercy skin. For week 2, which is the 24th to the 31st, which is next week, Mardi Gras Ash. And Bob player icons. That's 9 games. Gold mask spray. Play 18 games. Epic Mardi Gras Ash skin. Play 27 games. The last one is Maestro Sigma. Player icon is 9 games. His emote, 18 games. And the legendary Maestro Sigma skin is 27 games. You don't have to win them, you just have to play them. Much like Hearthstone. You don't have to win the games, but you have to play them. That's that. And that's that for this show. You can find everybody... Well, you can find me at Joe Brums on Twitter, but you don't care about that. You can find the show at GroupQuest on Twitter, but you don't care about that. You can find everybody at DonForge and DonForge.com. The GroupQuest.com has all links to our Discord. Come join. You can talk with us there. And, our Patreon and Audible. My mouth works, my brain doesn't. So it's time to shut everything down. This has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow with more gaming news. So bye for now.